The Russian government owns two big mansions on Long Island's Gold Coast. One of those properties is targeted by the sanctions announced by President Obama yesterday. It's a grand building called the Upper Brookville House. Think Great Gatsby. Paul Matiunas is a North Shore historian who's familiar with the property.
It's a 14-acre parcel of land, and it sits high up on a hill. So you can see the gates from the street, but it's pretty quiet for the most part.
The building has served as a retreat for Russian diplomats serving at the United Nations in New York. Same story for the other big Russian mansion on the Gold Coast. That one is called the Killenworth Mansion, and apparently the Russians get to keep it. Orrin Finkel has actually visited Killenworth. He's also a historian and professor at Long Island University.
It was built around 1912, and the owner who built it was George DuPont Pratt. He was from the Pratt family, if you have Pratt Institute and Pratt Whitney Aircraft, mm-hmm. It was all related.
And am I right that you've been inside it?
I was inside. I was one of the few Americans at the time. This goes back to the mid-1980s, either 1985 or 6. And I was given a three-hour tour of the house because I had a lot of old photos of the way the house used to look right after it was built.
And just to be clear here, the Soviets already had the mansion then. This is the ambassador's.
The Soviets actually bought the mansion property from the Pratt family. And at the time, it was on 32 acres, and they paid $120,000. For some reason, that sticks in my mind.
Prices always
do. Which is a pretty good price.
Yeah.
So I contacted the United Nations, and I asked, if it's possible, I'll make you a trade. You give me a tour of the house, and I'll give you a dozen or so 8x10 beautiful photographs. They called me back and said, it's a deal, and they'll meet me at the gate. The fellow's name who met me was Anatoly Kudyakov. The gates were locked, of course, and they opened them. We went in, and for the next 3 hours, he gave me a tour room by room of all the downstairs rooms. I wasn't allowed to go upstairs.
Why not?
I don't know. At the time, I was reading in the newspapers that the city of Glen Cove found out that there was some sort of spy or electronic equipment up in the upper rooms of this house. And they were very upset. So what they did is they told the people, whoever was visiting, that they weren't allowed to use the public beaches in the city of Glen Cove. And that was their punishment for having equipment. People from Killenworth, they took a big reflecting pool that was in the back and turned it into a big swimming pool. So the people who came out there used the swimming pool instead of going to the beaches. So at the time I got there, it was already a swimming pool.
That's a great story. So what's it like in there? Did it feel American? Did it feel Soviet?
It was very sparse. There were just some modern furniture that you can buy in any local store. But the rooms were still beautiful. It reminded me of England. All the wood paneling was still intact and big, beautiful fireplaces. The house itself was designed by the architectural firm called Trowbridge and Ackerman. And the Olmsted brothers, who designed the landscaping for Central Park, so designed the gardens at this house. There was one interesting feature in the gardens. There was a big, I guess, a retaining wall that maybe went 100 feet. And inset into this wall were these broken pieces of white statuary. And then I found out from the man who was taking me around that they were bought by Mr. Pratt from the ruins of Pompeii in Italy, right near Naples. When he went to visit the ruins of Pompeii, he liked the bits and pieces, so he brought them back to this country and put them into his garden wall, along with some of the windows. A lot of the windows in the house were brought over from a castle in England.
Why is the house called the Killenworth Mansion?
Most of the people in those days traveled, and Mr. Pratt saw an area, I was told, in England somewhere that was called Killenworth. And he liked the name, and then when he built it, he just transferred that name to his own house. A lot of famous people over the years came to visit Killenworth. Nikita Khrushchev was at the house. And later on, there was Cuba's Fidel Castro came, and even Deputy Premier Molotov came. So there were famous people at one time who came to visit the property just to relax and spend the weekend there.
That's a great slice of history. North Shore historian Orrin Finkel, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.